Chapter 5 Food and Drink
第五章饮食
Unit 5 Food and Drink
饮食
Conversations
Part 1
Mick and his landlady are talking about what they like at a meal.
You'll be having meals with us.Is there any type of food that you don't like or that I can cook for you?
Not really. The only thing is, I'm not very keen on fish.
Not very keen on fish?
No.
Oh well, that's not too much of a problem.
Something else. Oh, I don't like tea. I never drink tea.
Oh, you never drink tea?
I usually have coffee.
Oh, we usually have tea all the time.
Oh dear.
I'll make you some coffee.
Part 2.
Daisy and Lily are going to a snack bar.
We'd better get something to eat, please. Let's go to a snack bar. I hope you'll like it. Well, I've never been to one before. So you'll have to show me how to get around there. Okay. You see, it's a kind of help-yourself service.You just line up and tell them what you want, and they'll give it to you. Come along. I guess we'll have to join the line there. Yes. You go and follow the line, and I'm going to pick up the trays, knives, and forks. Part 3.
Tom and Alice are continuing their conversation while having their meal.
Have some of the sweet and sour fish, please.
It's appetizing and tasty.
Will you have another cup of Coke?
No, thank you. I'm afraid it's a bit too much for me.
How about having a glass of white wine to go with the fish?
That's a good idea. This dish is really wonderful.
What about some fruit? Help yourself to an apple, please.
It's very juicy. I must say we've had a splendid meal.
Part 4.
Mary is talking with her neighbors, Sue, about how to make fruit salad.
Good morning, Mary. Could you tell me how to make a fruit salad?
Of course. It's my pleasure. Well, first of all, you select the fruit that you want, and then you wash it very carefully. Then go about peeling it. Start off with, say, the apples, peeling them, washing them thoroughly, chopping them up into shapes.
Peeling the bananas, chopping them up, putting a little bit of lemon juice so that they don't go brown.
Taking the grapes, washing them, cutting them up. Pears. You could do the same thing for them. Putting them all together. Sprinkling them liberally with sugar. A little bit more lemon juice. Putting them into a bowl. And there you have a fruit salad.I see. Thank you very much. I'll have a try.
Passage. Enjoying eating at Melting Pot. You are what you eat. Nutrition experts often use this saying to promote better eating habits. What we put in our mouth does become a part of us. But we can look at this statement another way. What we eat reflects who we are, as people and as a culture. Do you want to understand another culture? Then you ought to find out about its food. As a foreign traveler can prove, the relation between food and national identity is close and strong. Not only do citizens of most nations come to perceive some aspect of their cuisine as distinctive, but nations themselves are typically associated with particular food. Countries are what they eat, or at the very least, people tend to think of nations in culinary terms. Thus, learning about American food can give us a real taste of American culture. What is American food? At first, you might think the answer is easy as pie. To many people, American food means hamburgers, hot dogs, fried chicken, and pizza. If you have a sweet tooth, you might even think of apple pie or chocolate chip cookies. It's true that Americans do eat those things. But are those the only thing you can find in America? Except for Thanksgiving turkey, it's hard to find typically American food. The United States is a land of immigrants. So Americans eat food from many different countries. When people move to America, they bring their cooking styles with them. That's why you can find almost every kind of ethnic food in America. In some cases, Americans have adopted food from other countries as favorites. Americans love Italian pizza, Mexican tacos, and Chinese egg rolls. But the American version doesn't taste quite like the original. As with any large country, the U.S. has several distinct regions. Each region boasts its own special style of food. Visit the South and enjoy country-style cooking. Journey through Louisiana for some spicy Cajun cuisine. Take a trip to New England and sample savory seafood dishes. Travel through the Midwest, the breadbasket of the nation, for delicious baked foods. Cruise over to the Southwest and try some tasty Tex-Mex treats. Finish your food tour in the Pacific Northwest with some gourmet coffee. Americans living at a fast pace often just grab a quick bite. Fast food restaurants offer people on the run everything from fried chicken to fried rice. Microwave dinners and instant foods make cooking at home a snap. Of course, one of the most common quick American meals is a sandwich. If it can fit between two slices of bread, Americans probably make a sandwich out of it. Peanut butter and jelly are all-time American favorites.
Americans on the go also tend to eat a lot of junk food.
Potato chips, candy bar, soft drinks, and other goodies are popular treats.
Many people eat too many of these unhealthy snacks.
But others opt for more healthy eating habits. Some even go all natural. They refuse to eat any foods prepared with chemicals or additives. American culture is a good illustration of the saying, you are what you eat.
Americans represent a wide range of backgrounds and ways of thinking.
The variety of foods enjoyed in the U.S. reflects the diversity of personal tastes. The food may be international or regional. Sometimes it's fast, and sometimes it's not so fast. It might be junk food, or maybe it's natural food. In any case, the style is all American.
Words and expressions.
Nutrition.
Expert.
Promote.
Statement.
Identity.
Perceive.
Aspect.
Cuisine.
Distinctive.
Typically.
Tend.
Culinary.
Hamburger.
Pizza.
Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Immigrant.
Cooking.
Style.
Ethnic.
Adopt.
Version.
Distinct.
Sample.
Savory.
Seafood.
Gourmet.
Grab.
On the run.
Microwave.
Snap.
Slice.
Peanut.
Jelly.
All time.
Treat.
Unhealthy.
Snack.
Additive.
Illustration.
Saying.
Represent.
Range.
Background.
Reflect.
Diversity.
Exercises. Section 1. Listening comprehension.
Listen to the record. Answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D from the four possible choices.
A. Good evening. What would you like? Coffee, tea, or the mineral water?
The last one.
2. This is 2.5 yuan, your change.
I like to give it to you as a tip.
3. I suggest we go have Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's your favorite. I'd rather have Beijing Roasted Duck anyway.
4. Okay. 6 yuan for 2 bottles of soda water. 3 yuan for a cup of Coke. 4.5 yuan for your coffee.
Okay, here is a bill of 50 yuan.
5. I can't bear the smell in the kitchen. Is the meat rotten?
No, you are wrong. It must be some eggs you bought last month.
B.
Xiao Li and Zhang Li are ready to have lunch in a restaurant.
What would you like to have?
It's hot today. I'd like to start with Coke.
Okay, I'll have beer or wine. Beer. Okay, 2 bottles of beer. Order your favorite dishes, please.
Okay, let me see. I like the shredded pork and fried kidneys. What about you?
Braised beef and stewed eggplant.
I prefer the stewed eggplant, too.
Any more?
Yeah, last time we had strawberries here. Today I want to have apricots.
Oh, a changeable lady. I know that you prefer strawberries to apricots. Why?
I'm watering at the sight of them.
Okay, good. Rice?
Of course.
I have no idea why you like rice so much. Frankly speaking, I like noodles. I'll have a bowl of noodles.
A typical man from the north. Okay, I'll have the rice, you the delicious noodles.
Supplementary reading.
The incredible potato. This is the vegetable that conquered the world. The peasant's life support, the food lover's delight. Nutritious, loved and hated, the incredible potato, the amazing spud. Among the first Europeans to see the plant, the Indians called papa, were Francisco Pizarro and his soldiers. When they invaded Peru in the 1530s, they were unaware of the buried treasure beneath their feet. They rode roughly over the papa in hot pursuit of the Inca emperor, Atahualpa, and his gold. Introduced into Europe over the next years, the potato began 4 centuries of world conquest. The Inca Empire had vanished. Spain's glory is only a memory. The potato still survives. Compared to the vast benefits this unusual plant has given to man, all the gold of Peru becomes worthless. Today, the potato is produced in 130 of the world's 167 independent countries. 1 year's crop, at consumer prices, is worth $106 billion, more than the value of all the gold and silver that the Spanish ever took out of the New World. The average annual crop, 29 million tons, could cover a 4-lane superhighway circling the world 6 times. The potato is so nutritious that a man in Scandinavia lived healthily for 300 days on only spuds covered with a bit of margarine. It takes 7 pounds of potatoes to total 2,500 calories, the approximate adult daily requirement. So eating a spud without cream or butter is no more fattening than eating a pear. The potato itself is 99.9% fat-free. An acre of potatoes yields almost as much food as 2 acres of grain. And when the water that composes about 80% of potatoes is squeezed out, they provide annually more dry food than the combined worldwide consumption of fish and meat. Without potatoes, meat production would fall and meat prices rise. Nearly half the world's crop is fed to animals. What has made the potato a king among vegetables? Fruitfulness, strength, nutritiousness, and above all, its many uses. Which is why in India a man who can do anything is called alu, potato. Nutritionists rate the quality of potato protein higher than that of the soybean, and a single spud can supply half the vitamin C requirement of an adult. A fact sea captain's early guest at when they carried potatoes to prevent disease among their crews. If captain and crew had been cast away on an island with a sack of potatoes, they could have grown a ton of food within a year and survived. With milk, they could have held out indefinitely. A potato crop is as well suited to home gardening as it is to large-scale commercial production. It may also become a useful source of energy in the decades to come. We may be burning potato gasohol in our cars. When Henry Ford first got into the automobile business, he predicted the world would soon run out of cheap petroleum. To make alcohol, he ordered potatoes from Europe that were grown for industrial purposes. But the project was apparently disastrous. The way things are going, it looks like Ford did have a better idea. Researchers have shown that 1 acre of potatoes can yield 1,200 gallons of pure alcohol in a year.